From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama delivers a speech on immigration today in Washington. Once again, he's pushing for a bill to put illegal immigrants on a path to citizenship. Harvard University lecturer Carlos Diaz says Mr. Obama promised action during his campaign and hasn't delivered so far. Diaz says that poses political risks for the president regarding Hispanic voters.
This is a community that is not wedded to one party or the next. And if the Republicans exploit that in 2012, it could signal trouble for him.
But there could be problems for Republicans, too. They'd have to support any immigration bill if it were to pass, and so far no Republican has signed on to the effort to overhaul immigration law. The Democratic National Committee will choose among four cities to host the party's national convention in 2012. Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio has the rundown.
St. Louis, Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Charlotte, North Carolina are vying for the gathering where Democrats are expected to nominate President Obama for another term. One of those cities, Minneapolis, hosted Republicans in 2008. St. Louis has played host to national party conventions before, but it's been quite a while. In 1916, Democrats gathered here to nominate Woodrow Wilson for a second term. The Democratic Party will announce the location of its next convention sometime after the midterm elections. It'll start September 3rd, 2012, a week after the Republican Party gathers in Tampa. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
NATO officials say Afghan and coalition troops have captured a district Taliban commander in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports NATO says the capture came after a four-hour gun battle overnight.
Afghan provincial officials say the operation left more than 30 Taliban gunmen dead and wounded the local insurgent leader, who was then taken into custody. NATO officials say no government or coalition troops were hurt in the fighting. Meanwhile, insurgents launched a rocket attack against a South Korean reconstruction mission in northern Afghanistan. South Korean officials say no one was hurt at the base. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Alex is now a tropical storm, not a hurricane, and it's put much of the city of Matamoros, Mexico, in the northeast underwater. Forecasters say Alex should dissipate within the next day or so, and they say more flooding is likely in Mexico and Texas. Some people in Texas have left resort areas such as South Padre Island, but tourist Micah Flippin is staying.
We decided to wait it out just because the building's pretty strong, and I figured getting out on the road, it's probably going to be more dangerous with all the traffic and the wind.
The storm is hampering efforts to keep oil from BP's leaking well from the southern U.S. coast. A manufacturing trade group says June manufacturing is down, but still indicates economic expansion. This is NPR News. Dozens of new laws go into effect today, including one in Georgia that bans texting and driving. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports enforcing the law is now a top priority.
Georgia is one of 28 states that ban texting behind the wheel. The penalty for a violation is a $150 fine and 1 point off your license. Bob Dallas with the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety says texting and driving has become a national issue, but too many drivers are still distracted.
The general public has modified their behavior to a degree, but the fact remains that until the law is on the books, you're not going to get as much compliance until you have enforcement of that law. You will not have the level of compliance that we want.
Officers say people who are texting often weave in and out of their lane, follow too closely, drive too slowly, or too fast. The State Patrol says all of these are high risks for causing accidents and behavior that will now get you a ticket. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
The next poet laureate for the U.S. is a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner who's a student of Buddhism and a protector of wildlife. The Library of Congress is naming W.S. Merwin of Hawaii. Merwin is deeply respected in the world of letters. He's written more than 30 books. He's now 82 years old. In 2008, he told WHYY's Fresh Air that age brings perspective.
One is so caught up in middle years, in the idea of accomplishing something, when in fact the full accomplishment is always with one.
Merwin says he prefers a secluded life, but will do what he can to raise awareness of poetry. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.